Welcome to the School of Bliss podcast. Thank you for tuning in and making your choice to elevate, to ascend, and to tap into your higher consciousness. This is a show where we not only inspire and motivate, we give you proven strategies and route to achieving unbridled bliss. And now, your host.
What's up, everyone? Thank you so much for tuning in to the School of Bliss podcast. I'm your host, Colin Sadika. Now, today, I just want to let you all in on a quick encounter that, you know, I had some time back. You know, me and my cousin and two other friends. Now, every time my cousin reaches out to me, you know, it's like I see his phone call and it's like I know there's definitely some adventure lined up. You know, if he's about to invite me to his town, I'm really, really open to pulling up because, yeah, I mean, he's really fun to be around. That's number one. And he's pretty much my favorite cousin, right? He's a dude that we connect in so many aspects. And if there's any of my cousins that listen to this, yeah, it is what it is, right? Yeah, so my cousin reaches out to me. He's like, listen, I'm actually moving away from this town. I'm moving to another town. And the difference in time is pretty much 2 hours, right? And he's like, could you pull up to me so we can spend the weekend together and, you know, pretty much just finish up moving. And yeah. I'm like, yeah, that sounds really dope, and yeah, for sure, let's pull up. So I pull up to my cousin, and we go to his old home, I mean, he's already done the majority of the moving, you know, all the heavy and really difficult items to transport, he's already had that handled. So he only had in his old crib, he only had a few books from his personal library that he was very skeptical about, you know, trusting the movers with. I actually do understand him for that. You know, my cousin is a big lover of philosophy. He's a big lover of history. And he's built this amazing home library. As a matter of fact, he's one of the driving forces behind me building my own home library. But his is amazing. He has this set of books that he's been reading over the years. And he also has this project on writing as well. And so he's an enthusiast. He's writing about philosophy, about history. And, you know, super proud of him for that. You know what I'm saying? So he has these books and he's decided, you know what? This ones we're going to move them with my personal whip. And this ones are going to move with a moving company. And I'm like, fair enough. So we pull up to his crib and it's just me and him at this point. Now, the thing about my cousin is he's a bit mysterious. He's not the kind of person that is going to let me in on everything that he has lined up. And that's something I think I need to embrace a little more. You know, that just keeping things under wraps till the last moment, sometimes it's quite intriguing, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I'm literally in the crib trying to make sure everything is in order so we can do this thing and move and, you know, get it over with real quick. And a whip pulls up on the driveway, right? Now, this is a standalone crib. So obviously, if there's a whip pulling up on the driveway, this is a guest, or these are guests that are pulling up to the cousin crib. So I'm like, who are these people? And in a few minutes, I see some ladies jumping out of a whip. And they look excited and everything. And it's like they're in familiar territory. I'm like, who are these people though? Right? So my cousin now opens up to me. He's like, nah, these are my friends. They're going to join me. They're going to join us. We're about to do a quick something, a quick little something, you know. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds good. Now, the thing about my cousin's old town, or where he's now completely moving away from, is there's a game park. It's like a drive you can do in the game reserve. And this drive is a drive where you literally drive past wild animals. You can imagine just driving and you see these zebras, you know, just moving in elegance. You know what I'm saying? You see some giraffes doing their thing. Sometimes you see even some ugly hyenas, you know what I'm saying, just staring like scavengers, right? You see all sorts of animals. And this is so dope. So I decide, you know what? Let's do this. He literally tells me about the plan. Because what I know is, hey, listen, we're about to go pick up these things, stack them up in the trunk, and be on our way back. But now he opens up about this plan to actually do a quick game drive. And these females are his friends, and they're going to join us. So the females pull up, and, you know, it's introduction, and the vibes are really high, and it's kind of dope. Because they seem to be, you know, people that are very high, you know, spirited, you know, the vibrations are really high. And, I'm liking it, you know. Albeit, you know, amidst all the, you know, damn, bro, you just keep this under wraps till last minute, right? Yeah, but, yeah, it's all good. So the ladies join us. They came in with some liquor, by the way. So apparently, this is something more than just a road trip. It's a road trip with some cheap dopamine and, you know what I'm saying, some indulgence as well. Now, ask the ladies, if you're coming with us now, what's going to happen to your old whip? And they're like, nah, we actually came with the driver and he's about to leave. And I'm like, okay. So I literally realized that this was a well-planned out thing. My cousin had this all figured out. And he just kept it away from me, you know what I'm saying? So, long story short, we hit the road. We hit the road, and as soon as we hit the highway, my cousin pops a bottle of beer. He loves relaxing with his can of beer, cold, nice and cold. He loves that. He really loves that. Now, I mean, he's not a very heavy drinker, but when he's on vacation or when he's on some relaxation time, he does plenty of indulgence, you know what I'm saying? He indulges a lot. And the ladies are also at the back, you know, just vibing with blasting music. And yeah, so I'm on the driver's seat, I'm stepping on the gas. The whip has a nice rumble. You know, it's an SUV with a really, really nice build. You know, it has a sport build. And it's very menacing on the road. You know, it's the kind of whip that combines elegance, you know what I'm saying, performance and luxury at the same time. Now, as soon as I see everyone in the whip indulging in a drink, you know what I'm saying, the ladies at the back and my cousin as well, then I knew for sure these people have just relegated me to designated driver. Yeah, so I'm like, nah, it's all good. But at the same time, it was good for me because at that time, I wasn't really keen on indulging, especially in liquor during the day. You know, I wasn't really keen on that. So it was all good. And besides, you know, I was having fun, you know, stepping on that whip. It's my cousin's whip. I think he had done some modifications on the engine or something because it had this very loud rumble, very powerful rumble. Every time I'd step on the gas, that thing would rumble on the road. And all the whips that were just, you know, taking a little tour would definitely pave way. Because I'd come through guns blazing, you know. At the same time, you know, I'm not hooting or anything. But if you're holding up traffic, I'm definitely, you know, flickering the lights, you know, blinking at you. Hey, bro. Now, as we approach the game drive entrance, I tell my cousin, hey, listen, cuz, I think we might need to refuel. And he's like, nah, I know the gauge, I know the range. I had it on full tank, like yesterday or something. I know the range of the distance that it can do on a full tank, so we're good. And he says, nah, don't worry, I got that figured out. But I'm a little bit concerned, cuz, you know, the driver normally has a proper estimate based on what he's been able to witness, right? But you know what? I decide to just go with the flow, and I'm like, all right, if you say it, well and good, it's your whip. You know it better anyway, right? Yeah, so we get into the game drive. Now, this is a game drive that's going to last at least 4 hours. At least 4 hours, all right? And 4 hours is for a very fast driver, you know, and for people that, you know, are pretty much moving. Now, the whip can handle the terrain, so it's all good. So we get in there, we're driving. Now, remember, the sun is about to set as well. So I'm not talking about, you know, very early in the morning. I'm not talking about very early in the day. I'm talking about later on in the day, right? So the sun is about to set. We're doing the drive. So at this point, my goal and my prayer is we make it through the game reserve and we're good, right? We make it through the game reserve. If anywhere else outside the game reserve, we're good. Now, the girls at the back of the back seat, they are oblivious to what's actually happening. Because me and my cousin are actually deliberating on whether the fuel is going to last, right? The girls are there caught up in the music, just vibing. And I'm busy focusing on what's ahead, right? My cousin is definitely relaxed because he's enjoying his drink right at the co-driver's seat. And that's pretty much it. We move. 2 hours out. We are 2 hours out because I also have active Google Maps and we are 2 hours out. Now, the reception is also not that great, okay? Because this is a very remote part, you know what I'm saying, of the area. And so the reception is not that great, number one. Number two, we have no reserve fuel, right? We just had a full tank from the day before. And now with these new modifications on the engine and all the AC that we're using, because, you know, it's a dusty terrain. It's been a bit hot during the day. AC was, you know, we were blasting AC, definitely. And, well, of course, fuel consumption was quite something because I was also stepping on that thing. And, you know, for drivers that are very experienced, you know, there's a way you can drive and conserve, you know, or pretty much save the gas consumption. There's a certain way you do it. I'm not going to get into details right now, right? So long story short, we get to a place and now the whip has already indicated that, you know what, y'all better refuel now. And so the refuel light is on. The low fuel light is on. Now it's a matter of not panicking and thinking of a solution. So I'm like, cuz, look for the nearest petrol station on your Google Maps. Nearest petrol station is kilometers and kilometers away. And I tell him, hey, listen, we're not going to make it with this fuel. Cuz is like, just keep driving. See, now all that, you know, exactly what I told him earlier on is now beginning to haunt him. He should have listened. And I tell him, listen, cuz, as soon as you made the modifications, because he made them very recently, of course the consumption wasn't going to be the same. Dude put in a new exhaust system that was really, really powerful. He did some other minor changes to the engine. The whip had this performance that was absolutely phenomenal. But here's the thing, that performance came at a cost. And what was that? Was that the whip was literally chugging that petrol. You know what I'm saying? It was guzzling up that petrol. And that's pretty much it. So the girls at the back now are a little bit concerned because the mood has changed a little bit. And I tell the girls, hey, listen, girls, I want y'all to take it easy. We're trying to figure out a solution, right? So we're low on fuel right now and we got no gas station around. This is a game drive, as you can see, and we are far away from civilization, right? We have kilometers and kilometers to go. And that's pretty much it. So it's now late. It's now really, really late. And the whip has been on, like the light, you see that light, the low fuel light has been on for quite a while. And now eventually we come to that good old stop. That stop where it's like, okay, nah, that's it. That's it. We're done. Yeah, but I keep my cool because now everyone is looking at me for a solution. My cousin has been drinking a lot and he's now looking at me for a solution. I've been the sober one the whole time. I've been the one on the wheel. And now we are stuck in the middle of nowhere. We got no extra fuel. You know what I'm saying? That's why I feel like it's really important to actually carry some extra fuel every time you step out and you know you're about to do a very long drive. Because at times, something could just happen. You could pull up to a gas station and they don't have fuel, right? And now you're forced to drive for some more and more kilometers with probably less fuel. And that's just pretty much it. So long story short, I do my best to keep everyone in the whip calm. The girls that were vibing and, you know, pretty much just enjoying a good time, you know, with the boys are now super, super tense. And you can see they have all this worry, you know, written all over their faces, you know. So I do my best to tell them, hey, listen, ladies, yeah, this things happen, you know what I'm saying? You know, this things happen. And they take solace in the fact that, okay, there's the dudes here, so we're not all alone, we're in this together. So I tell them, listen, I'm assuring you all that we'll be good. So me and Kazo get on the phone and we're trying to reach out to friends, you know, the guys at the game reserve. And they're like, first of all, we're really struggling because reception is really, really poor, right? And when we actually get through to the other side, yeah, we're putting out all this information. Hey, listen, we are stuck at this particular place. These are our coordinates right now. And we are closer and closer, but we still have quite a drive. Now, I make everyone understand in the whip that, you know what, the probability of what we're looking at or what we're facing right now is we might have to spend the night here, all right? So there's a collective sigh of frustration in the whip, you know, but I'm like, listen, on the bright side, you know, this is how adventures are made, right? Now, as long as we make it through the night and we're safe and we're good, it's all good. Now, luckily, my cousin keeps a strap underneath his seat, the driver's seat. So we're good. Just in case of anything, we're good. And other than that, we are farther and farther away from where, you know, all the wild animals are concentrated. You know, we are towards game reserve exit, right? Now, on the brighter side, there was a little bit of food in the whip. Not real food, some snacks, right? That I was definitely not keen on having because I was really, really hungry and what I wanted was some real food. We had some water as well. There was some liquor as well. But who's going to try to drink some liquor when they're not too sure if an elephant is about to come through and, you know, just charge at the whip or a rhinoceros or something, right? So I'm like, you know what, people, let's just chill in the whip. And let's just see how it goes. Now, luckily, the whip has some features like seat warming. And so people are not really cold. So that's not really a problem. But then we decide to make the most out of it. You know, we step out of the whip and we sit on the whip literally outside now, right? So we are all covered up, you know, with some local traditional blanket. That's pretty much made of cotton. It keeps heat very well, preserves heat. So it's really, really ideal for some cold nights and cold environments. Now, I'm one of the guys that's really, really cold because, see, the thing about me is when I consume very few calories, I feel like I'm always very cold as opposed to when I've had proper meals in, right? So throughout the day, I haven't eaten well. Right, I'm very, very cold. And at the same time, I'm starving. You know, pretty much I'm starving, right? Now, I don't want to be that guy that's the big guy eating all the people's food right now. And obviously the priority is the girls right now, right? They're the ones that, you know, just came through and found themselves in this situation. So I just take it easy. I just decide to exercise some, you know, patience as well. It was a good opportunity, actually, to exercise some patience, to exercise some, you know what I'm saying, some self-control at the same time. You know, when you're very hungry, especially when I'm very hungry, my patience runs very low. And it's very easy to be grumpy. It's very easy to get into, you know, some low vibration moments. But luckily, that wasn't the case because we decided to just start talking. Now, obviously, we were too tired. I was very hungry to even start looking for firewood and light a bonfire. So no one was going to do that. That was absolutely out of the question, right? Yeah, no one's going to light a bonfire, bro. You know what I'm saying? First and foremost, we have no idea what's out there, right? You could go collect a piece of firewood, and before you know it, you just picked up a cobra. So now, after talking and trolling each other and laughing, you know, laughing so hard out in the wilderness, you know, everybody was in a space of calm. And that was possible because, you know, we decided, you know what, we're in this together, right? So let's just make it through the night, and then everything else will fall into place, right? So me and my cousin decided, okay, the ladies are gonna sleep, all right? I know it was a bit uncomfortable. Sleeping in a whip is not the most comfortable, but it was all we had at that time. So the ladies are gonna sleep, and then we are gonna take turns sleeping. Like, you know, it's gonna be like, one of us is gonna be wide awake, right? And another one is gonna be asleep. And then we're gonna like take turns for like an hour or two, for like an hour each or something. You know what I'm saying? Because we can't all be asleep, right? Yeah, so my cousin was on strap duty first because he had sobered up, you know? So my cousin was on strap duty for a while, and I reclined my seat, slept a bit, and I was on strap duty not too long after. The girls were literally just blacked out, you know, asleep. And that was pretty much it. Now, before too long, we had help come in. And this was right before the break of dawn. Now, I remember the whole time we had the lights switched off, the headlights switched off. We had the whip switched off as well. Because, you know, there's one thing. It's one thing not to have fuel, but it's a whole different other thing to have the battery run out as well, right? So we had to be very careful with that. And before we knew it, you know, the game reserve guys came in with some fuel. We had made some calls. We had people situate that, and that was taken care of right before the break of dawn. It was literally just right before the break of dawn. They came through, and we were able to refuel and be on our way. Now, it actually turned out to be quite an adventure because, you know, that fear of the unknown is a very, let me say, adrenaline feel type of situation, you know what I'm saying? And that's the kind of adventure that we're striving for. That's not what we envisioned, but it turned out to be dope. And here's the thing about, you know, life. You know, life is just full of unexpected detours. That's just how it is, you know? There's twists and turns. Sometimes we find ourselves stranded in unfamiliar territory. And I'm speaking hypothetically, I'm not speaking like literally, though it happens as well, literally. But at times we find ourselves stranded in unfamiliar territory. So we face challenges that test our resilience, test our spirit. And just like, you know, ourselves, we had branded ourselves the Adventure Squad. So just like the Adventure Squad in the game reserve, we may definitely encounter obstacles that will definitely feel daunting at first, right? At first glance, it feels like, nah, you can't do this, right? But here's the kicker. It's in those moments of uncertainty and adversity that we truly discover our inner strength. You know what I'm saying? And that power of togetherness, that power of friendship. You know what I'm saying? When the road gets rough, and the path ahead isn't clear, it's the bonds that we share with other people that pretty much light that dark path and guide us through, you know, the darkness, right? So I just want to let you all know that, you know, the Adventure Squad, you know, our tale, you know what I'm saying? We turned this detour into an unforgettable experience of camaraderie, you know what I'm saying? Also, discovery, you know what I'm saying? We embraced that unexpected moment and we just cherished that moment, you know what I'm saying? And we found that beauty amidst all the uncertainty, amidst all the chaos. And if you reach out to any of the Adventure Squad members from that day, they'll tell you it was one night they could never forget and they could never ever change, right? Because it was really, really dope, you know, at the end of the day. Now, my eyes were burning. My eyes were stinging with sleep. I really needed sleep and I was really, really hungry. So as soon as we stepped out of that place, the first thing I was looking for is some authentic, real food. So everything turned out fine. We were super grateful. You know, we didn't have any crazy encounters. We didn't have any encounter with wild animals, but we had a battle with, you know, our inner selves, right? And that was really, really important, you know, created something stronger within all of us. Now, with that said and done, I appreciate you all for tuning into this story. Bless you all. And as I always say, go out there and be badass in every aspect of your being. Colin Sadiqa, signing out.